The Ministry of Health for Wellness and the Environment is continuing to implement strategies aimed at preventing and combating non-communicable diseases in SVG. In light of this, the Ministry is again partnering with the faith-based community to host the Vinci Moves this weekend. Health Promotions Officer Shanika John says the aim is to encourage more physical activity among the Vincentian population.
It is now one of the strategies under our non-communicable diseases plan, where we're really just encouraging people to get moving. So there's a physical activity component, there's an education component, and there's also a Vinci Foods component, which persons would have been a part of. But we're also still trying to promote the move component, which is the get physically active. We've been working with CAFA and PAHO in terms of getting our framework together, and that would really allow us to really cast our implementation plan and actually start the official rollout of it. So we're still in discussion, but again, next quarter, we're really hoping to do that. But in the meantime, we have been working with some key stakeholders to try to get the idea of movement and getting active in the different settings. So we've done it in a wider sector with the private sector. That's what a part of our launch last year. And this year, we're doing it with the faith-based organizations. So when we met with our faith-based organizations this week, they actually supported the initiative, and it's a space that is going to be created just for them.
Health Ministry Director for the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Pastor Brent St. John, is excited about the Moves to Live initiative.
You know, I believe it's providential. You know, as a pastor and as a spiritual person, I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in providence. And when we had the Move to Live concept in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and then we had the Vinci Moves, we said, what? That cannot be coincidence that you have such similar approaches when it comes to health and wellness. So it's not the first time we're collaborating with the Ministry of Health, and Move to Live is basically an initiative of the Seventh-day Adventist Church to get our people moving and well and focusing on healthy eating, movement, daily exercise, etc., and so on. And we partnered, and we have our grand launch on the 11th of March. We start at 4 p.m. with a massive health fair on the E.T. Joshua tarmac. So we're asking everybody to come out. It's not a Seventh-day Adventist initiative. It is a national initiative. We are the ones that, yes, that we came up with the idea in terms of Move to Live, but we understand it's much bigger than us. That's why we went to Ministry of Health. And that's why we went to the other faith-based organizations, because we recognize at the end of the day, Adventists are not the only persons getting sick. I mean, Pentecostals, Anglicans, Methodists, everyone. And we are experiencing that general struggle with NCDs. So we want everybody to be on board, and it is open to everybody.
Pastor St. John is encouraging the Vincentian population to get involved in this important initiative.
We're asking everybody to come out on that tarmac. I mean, young, old, because we recognize now that NCDs are not just affecting the older persons. Even children come with diabetes, and children come with blood pressure issues and so forth. So we want to open it to the entire nation. At 4 p.m., you come out. We stay there until about 6:30 minutes to 7, and then we shuttle folks down who need transportation. We get down to Heritage Square, and then we move out of Heritage Square at 7 with a massive walk.
Pastor Brent St. John of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.